With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Senator John Thune says a deal to end the government shutdown is within reach. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the story.
After more than 5 weeks of gridlock, Senate Democrats on Sunday indicated that they are ready to advance a bipartisan package that could finally end the record-long government shutdown, according to multiple congressional sources. At least 10 Democrat senators are expected to join Republicans in supporting a procedural motion to move forward on a bundle of spending bills and a short-term funding measure that would reopen the government through January. Senate Majority Leader John Thune has kept the chamber in session throughout the weekend, signaling optimism that both sides might be ready to strike a deal. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A vote is expected this evening. NBA officials have been meeting with congressional staffers in the nation's capital to address its latest gambling scandal.
This comes after federal indictments of Miami guard Terry Rozier, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, and others last month. The meeting did not include NBA Commissioner Adam Silver or sitting members of Congress. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have requested information on the NBA's gambling policies and why Rozier was cleared to play after sportsbooks flagged betting patterns in a March 2023 game. Rozier was accused of conspiring to help associates win bets. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Department of Agriculture is advising states that issued full November SNAP benefits based on a court decision to immediately undo them. The agency warned states who fail to comply could lose future federal funding. The memo yesterday is a reversal of earlier guidance the USDA issued before the Supreme Court on Friday paused the distribution of full SNAP benefits, sending the case back to a lower court. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has died at the age of 84. He passed away in Chevy Chase, Maryland, earlier today. This is SRN News. Virginia Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City's Jewish community, the largest in the U.S., is abounding with anxiety now that the city has its first Muslim mayor. Zohran Mamdani won over many liberal Jewish voters with vows to make the city more affordable and equitable. But he has alarmed many others in New York and across the U.S. with harsh criticism of Israel, including assertions that its military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide. This is SRN News. A jail sentence of appropriate duration has been handed down for a 007 wannabe.
A British man who had aspirations of being James Bond has been jailed for 7 years for trying to spy for what he believed to be Russian intelligence service agents. Howard Phillips, who's 65, was found guilty in July for attempting to pass information about former Defence Secretary Grant Shapps to two men he believed were Russian agents. However, the agents were undercover British intelligence agents. Justice Bobby Chima Grubb told Phillips at his sentencing hearing at Winchester Crown Court that he was prepared to betray his country for money. The judge added that Phillips had a personality with narcissistic tendencies and an overblown sense of his own importance. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The famous Rockefeller Christmas tree has arrived at the Big Apple. The 75-foot Norway spruce weighing 11 tons made the 150-mile journey to Midtown Manhattan from outside Albany. More details, SRN News.